Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Joe Barker is our guest, our good friend, one of the top futurists of our time, my favorite futurist of all time. He's the author of Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future, which is one of his classic books and many more that he's written. Go to Amazon and type in Joel Barker. You'll see all that. Also, go to joelbarker.com. And you can find his films at starthrower.com. Joel, thanks again for being here. Plastics. I remember the movie, The Graduate?
The Graduate.
And Benjamin's neighbor, as he was graduating from college, Benjamin's neighbor came over and at his graduation party and said, "One word, Benjamin, plastics."
And he was right.
That's right. So what about plastics? What's the news?
Well, first of all, this is a three-part story, okay? Story number one, there has not been a new class of polymers discovered in the last 20 years. So it was kind of like, well, I guess that's it. I guess we've got them all. I mean, you could say that after 20 years of chemists looking for new things. This is a new class of polymers. It has been discovered. Now, how was it discovered? By very careful measurement? No, it was an accident. Just like Teflon, by the way.
Right.
And so this wonderful young woman, Jeanette Garcia, was messing around with some plastics.
And Lucite, as I remember, too, was an accident.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Anyway, she had this flask, and she couldn't get the stuff out of the flask, so they had to break the flask to get to the plastic, and the inside was this incredibly tough plastic, and they didn't know how it was put together. So story number one, accidental discovery.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a message. When a corporation says,
which breaks you out of your paradigm, right?
Well, you've got to be willing to do it.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, I know of one corporation in particular, by the way, which I will not name, but they're getting out of the R&D business because they're going to buy all their new ideas. They're going to miss all of this then.
Right.
You know, so by taking the environment out of the corporation, they miss the chance to act.
There's nothing innovative about acquiring.
That is true. You should be quoted on that. You should put that under quotes, Jim,
you
and
can
put
quote
that somewhere. There's nothing innovative about acquiring something. Anyway, what's neat about the plastic is it's stronger than bone, and people say, well, so what? Bone is really strong. So that's a heck of a statement.
That's right.
It's self-healing. It makes
now that's that's the news, isn't it?
Well, it's part of the news because it's also lightweight.
Hmm.
You know, look at these things. It's solvent resistant. You pour acid or base on it, it doesn't burn.
What are its properties?
I'm giving you the properties.
I mean, where's it? What is it made of?
It's made of two other plastics.
Huh.
They took two plastics which are common.
Yeah.
When they combined the two, which was an accident. She was just messing around. It made this new plastic. And here's the last thing. It's completely 100% recyclable, which its equivalent old plastic was 100% not recyclable.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden, when you're done with this stuff, you basically throw it back in the hopper.
You know what?
It breaks apart cheaply, and you have new stuff to work
with. And you know what? When you have this kind of an experiment in the animal kingdom or in the plant kingdom, it's called hybrid vigor.
Yeah, it is. And
you take one, you take
disruptor.
Two, you take two parents, put them together, and you have a better, offspring.
That's really, and that's a neat way to think about it because that's exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
She took these two okay plastics, put them together. By the way, it fits our theme today, doesn't it? Which is the discovery of using something. You got something that you didn't know you had, and was accidentally discovered.
Yep.
So just like the drugs. We have the same thing. So congratulations, IBM, for doing that.
Yeah.
And it will make a big difference.
And see, this is what I tell small business owners all the time about, Joel, is I tell them, you're creating intellectual property.
Yep.
Just believe it. Just believe that you are. And even if there are no eureka moments right now, you're creating those, so recognize it. Identify whatever you're doing, as mundane as it may seem.
Yeah,
believe it, recognize it, secure it, protect it.
Yep,
quantify it, meaning you know, make notes, write down whatever you got to do. Yeah. Build a prototype that you're using or whatever, and then maybe even make it legal. Because this is as you know, Joel, 55% of all innovations come from small businesses.
Well,
did you know that?
I didn't know that, but it makes sense because you have many, many people looking at similar problems from different angles.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no question about it. And by the way, a good book, and I think you've interviewed him, Ideas Are Free.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The authors of Ideas Are Free make a really powerful point, which is it is the little ideas that accumulate that really change the world.
Hey Joel, I got to wrap it up. Well said, and thank you for being here. Thanks for helping us celebrate our anniversary. Come back real soon.
Will do. Take care, Joe.
Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. Don't forget joelbarker.com. You'll thank me later for visiting that website. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.